pay equity, equality, gender, sports. You know, I don't know if you've heard the latest, but the new buzzword is women basketball players ain't getting paid as much as male basketball players. Blow my mind. You know what? The cricket player isn't getting paid as much as the NFL football quarterback. Blow my mind. Welcome, everybody. My name's Stuart Brisgell. That's David Solomon. This is a podcast where we peel back the layer of multitude of topics without holding anything back. We're here about raw, unfiltered dialogue that serves as an outlet to voice opinion, exchange ideas, share experiences from every corner. Dive into the current events, pop culture, politics, quirks of existence, whether you're venting over daily life's frustration or tackling some really big questions in the world. There's a place for all that in the Rant Network's umbrella. So get comfortable, lend us your ears, your eyes, and whatever else you like to enjoy this broadcast with, because I got to tell you, this is one that I just gonna have a lot of fun with. You know, when the WBA has an iconic basketball player who's changing the world of women's basketball, I tip a hat off. I'm not wearing one, but I'll tip my hat off anyways. But when the critics come back and say, well, her best first year will be $100,000, where her equivalent male athlete will get millions of dollars, it doesn't seem fair. When the world is talking about diversity in medical schools, we're talking about diversal pay equity in male or women's sports. Now, I would say, why does the cricket player not get paid as much as the NFL quarterback? Why does the swimmer that does the 1500 free make as much money in ads as the next one up on there? It's just ridiculous. Whoops, sorry, guys. Really, that's raw and unfiltered. So when you... talk about getting interrupted here. Now, back to it. So when you're talking about equality, if you don't get the sponsors, you don't get paid. Listen, it's a communist theory. If you work in the front lines at McDonald's, chances are you got unemployed by a digital dashboard. So should I pay you the same amount of money that it cost me the digital dashboard? Digital dashboard costs me pennies a transaction. You cost me tens of dollars per transaction. You know, equality goes both ways. And I think we as a society have really just lost the basis of all of this, at least in my opinion. David, I know you have a strong opinion over women's sports that you like to watch. Can you please tell me some insight in this WBA player and maybe if it makes any sense to you? Because clearly it doesn't make sense to me at all.
So let's start with the WNBA, as Stuart likes to call the WBA. That was the World Boxing Association. The WNBA, the Women's National Basketball Association, was founded almost 30 years ago. Imagine 30 years ago, women finally got a professional basketball league in the United States. 12 teams, bunch folded, moved. It struggled. But in the last number of years, the sport has seen the rise of some phenomenal stars. Yes, back in the day when it first originated, you had the Lisa Leslies and the rest of them back then. And then you had the Dina Taurasi and the Sue Birds, who finally retired not that long ago. And I know these are names that Stuart has no clue who I'm talking about, but these are some of the best of the best played in the time. And they're the champions. They were the goats of their day, the greatest of all time. But in the last few years, the WNBA has been blessed with some phenomenal talent because this is the new generation now, the generation that grew up with these Olympic stars that went to the WNBA. And now the WNBA is starting to get some more popularity with Dunn, and then Sabrina Ionescu. And now what will arguably be a game-changing player in Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark played in Iowa for the last 4 years. And in the last 2 years, her and her team have broken viewership records, especially in the playoffs in the women's basketball. They changed the landscape of women's basketball in the NCAA. Now, in the NCAA, you can now get paid for your likeness and your image and your name. And these athletes were actually getting north of $1 million for it. And Caitlin Clark has done a few commercials, something that was completely unheard of back in the old days in the NCAA. But now it's okay. She was the first overall pick. There was no doubt about it. She lost the championship on one week. The following Monday, she's drafted number one. She's going to play in Indiana this coming season. She's a generational player. She's a game changer. She won't even earn $100,000 in salary. By contrast, her counterpart in the NBA, Victor Wembanyama, who was just drafted this year, who has the same accolades, generational player, 7'4" dude, Stuart, unbelievable guy from France. His first year salary is $9.2 million. It's an extraordinary gap.
Yeah, but I want to cut you off on your extraordinary gap. The average, the highest woman is 113,000 in basketball, WNBA. And NBA, the highest one is 10,776,000. Conversely, hang on. I also said in the beginning of the rant, David, something very important. It has to do with who pays to play. In the top tennis 100, the man gets $1.5 million. The woman gets $1.39 million. Wow. Hang on. The gap is still there, but it's narrowed. Why? Because people pay to see women's tennis and want to advertise, right?
So now let's bring this home here, okay, folks? Stuart brought work to tennis, and tennis is a global sport. Like, they don't just play in the United States. They play all over the world. And women are as big an attraction, and the names are as big an attraction as their counterparts, the men. And you're right. The gap has narrowed. In fact, some majors have given pay penny for penny. And there are still some tournaments where the women and vice versa. There's no doubt about it. But on average, the gap has closed because it's a global game. But unfortunately, Stuart, here's the real problem. The United States has yet to value women's sports in any way, shape, or form. And there's two ways I'm talking about it. Number one, we've got this big controversy over transgender, where women are going to be marginalized out of a sport. Title IX is being trying to be changed. And all of a sudden, you know, they're asking every opportunity possible, never on the men's side, but on the women's side. The head coach of South Carolina Gamecocks, coach John Staley, was asked in a press conference related to the finals, hey, should transgender players play in the women's? And like, it's completely nonsensical, but this is where we're going to stuff it in. But Stuart, you talked about the economics. Where are the sponsors? The arenas that they're playing in. Stuart, I'm just let me get this point across, and I'm going to throw it back to you. The arenas that they're playing in aren't full, unfortunately. They're not in the same arenas as their male counterparts. In fact, if you look at the team from Connecticut, they're playing in the casino's arena, in the casino's hall. It's not going to give you 17,000 to 18,000 fans, okay? The reality is that the women's game is unfortunately not promote. Listen, Stuart, I watch sports. You don't. But I want to tell you, when it comes up to watching SportsCenter, the women don't get top billing almost ever.
And David, you talked about international sports. I think soccer is the biggest sport in the world. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you, the disparity in basketball, which you're right is an American predominant sport, exists in soccer, where the average man soccer player gets 471 and a woman gets 54.
Reason for that. Those are local leagues. And right now, a lot of those leagues are brand new. There was no women's soccer league for a long time. The NWSL, which is the women's soccer league in the United States, is only, I believe, 13 years old. These are new leagues. Women finally got a chance to play in a lot of professional sports. But Stuart, check out the volleyball leagues in Europe and check out other sports. And you're going to see that there is a greater – the disparity isn't as significant as we see here in U.S. and Canada. The reality, Stuart, is that in North America, we do not value women in sports. The diversity that we've been – you know, you and I talk about DEI nonstop in most of our rants, okay? But when it comes to women and sports, she's still number three. I said three, not number two, three, because there's the men, Now you're going to do transgender, and then you're going to do women. And women are continuously being shoved down. They're not getting the sponsorships. They're not getting it. Now, will Caitlin Clark change the landscape? Maybe. But it's going to take decades before we're going to get to anything significant. And so to sit there and cry and say women should be paid the same as men, couldn't agree more. But where are the money at?
You know, I think Budweiser may have served it better instead of choosing a transgender woman in its ad and chose maybe some more women sports athletes. Right. But you want to know something? Society, Hollywood has just gone bananas. Yeah. Listen, how many companies, even in the cosmetic world, there are so many people just playing either gender, anti-Semitism, like LePoe, like many others. It's amazing, you know, how people just don't want to get that 99.7% of the world doesn't give a crap about the 1%. Now, listen, that decimal point is important. They shouldn't be abused. They should have basic rights. They shouldn't have to live in closets. And I'm all for be happy. But what happens behind your closed doors has nothing to do with what happens behind mine. I want you to enjoy your life. I don't care how you enjoy living it. Tell everyone you think you're a chicken.
Yeah, but that's the point is.
I introduce you to Chick-fil-A. Maybe you'll be someone else's lunch. I don't need to be my lunch.
Stuart, you know, the point is, and thank you for once again going off on your own tangent, the reality of women's sports today, and you look at it, whether it's in soccer, whether it's in basketball, whether it's now in hockey. Hockey, they just launched a brand new league, 16 league here in U.S. and Canada. 3 in the U.S., 3 in Canada. This past weekend, 21,100 people attended an all-women's hockey game. Okay, in the PWHL. Here in Montreal, broke a record for the third time this year. PWHL is breaking records left, right, and center. But that's a single event. But when it comes to their everyday games and whatever, at times, more, not even 5,000 will go see them. And the problem is, again, where is your media that contends that they need to support all these groups and whatever are not supporting women's sports? They've abandoned women's sports. Don't make a channel called ESPN, you know, women. ESPNW. Like that, that's great, but you've just marginalized it. Yep. Mainstream it. ESPN proved it. And I'll say it again. Iowa plays, first it was LSU, then it was UConn, and then it was South Carolina in the finals. Three straight games, more than 15 million people watched it, Stuart. That was more than any show. It shows you that if you pay attention to the product is damn good. But unfortunately, we have to marginalize women, and we have to treat them like crap. And here are two men, you know, with our chromosomes talking about women's sports. And like, who are we to talk about it? Well, you know what? I'm sick and tired of people telling me that I should accept all these other groups, whatever. But women are left on the sideline again without the proper attention and without the proper media. That's the problem I have.
And that's a wrap for today's episode. A huge thank for lending us your ears, your eyes, and whatever else you're taking in this broadcast, not to offend those people that didn't use their ears or eyes, but use some other form to really get into this rant. It's been a real pleasure sharing this thought with you, this discussion. In the meantime, that means the world to welcome you back to another engaging, insightful discussion Friday, as we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. Remember, we miss you because we always want to hear from you. Stay connected with us, our social media channels. Don't hesitate to let us know whether it's hate mail, love mail, or passionate mail. Your input's invaluable, and we want to be mindful in our open conversations. Thanks again. Until next time, David, time to say a final word.
Cheers, everyone.